funkcijom, toliko funkcijom, kaže se mi sihom, i lami su mi stali liše, a od te bilhe šrike. Vini mi sade ili u hrsejem. Mi o ovu nišre i kabone za širet mahčova, pisa za šrike, ba me šehti, mo sa šehti, u vize mokim šehti, u neima nišhotim, vi somiju bez defite sa nimca bi lejmo, vize li zneju, tika sa sakim, bez za šrike, tika sa smonim, miki ma šrike mi cado, veha mo šio šehti, veha mi šio šehti, the five things that pasul in shrite, והכיסו, כיסו אדם, וחוסי, רק, alright, so he just mentioned the yonim that discuss in Hilcheshri. And now he starts discussing. Hakol Sheikh, in other words, your own Yishrit. Hakol Shochtim Mechatchile. Noshim Vavodim Mishuchor. Now here we have a strange expression, Vavodim Mishuchor. I mean, the Mishnah doesn't say Avodim Mishuchor. The Mishnah says Hakel Shochtim Ushchitosam Sheiro. And it means, Hakel means even Noshim and Avodim. And the Raya is from Kochi. So the Torah says, Avodim Mishuchor, the implication being that an Evachim Mishuchor cannot check. I mean, that's very difficult. And so the Bais Yosef raises the question, Umashi Kosel Avodim Mishuchor in Poshetu, David Mishuchar, Ariuki is Cholchot. What kind of a Chiddush is that? I mean, David Mishuchar is a Ger, is a Yisroel Gomu. So, Elodikashio, Imayio, Mishuchar, Afilaini Mishuchar, Name, Dorkim, Shemol, Utova, Shemadus, Chayo, Bichol, Mitzves, Shoyisha Chayeves, Vichim, Diisha, Kshiro, Mishreit, and that's in Mishnah Mifreshes, in Zvochim, Daflamet Gimel, that even by Kochim and Isha is Kshayron Yishreit. And Rishenim say even Lechatrile, by Kochim, Allah has come and come by Chum, so Mir and Eved is also Kosher, Lishreit even Lechatrile. So why does the Torah say Dafke Avon Mishchom? So the Shach says that here it says Hakel Sheikh Ton Chatchile. That means even without Achil and Rei Meisam. And they are trusted. Now the Gemara says that Stam Avodim Kuvyust in Hei. Now there's a Machlekes that's Taf Yudalef in Gdushi. So what's the meaning of Kuvyust? Rashi says Kuvyustes means Ginif Nefoshes. And Teisve says a gambler, Misachim Bikuvi. So Mimele, Istam Evet cannot be trusted without Achim Rinison. Maybe if Stam Avodim Arikim Upechazim, and they are not zirim Mimitzes, they are Kuvyustim, so Mimele, we cannot trust them lechatchile to shecht without achim rei nisan. And here he says hakel shecht lechatchile even without achim rei nisan. So because of that, the Torah says avodim mishuchorim. But there is no psul in an eved sheini mishuchar. And if we know that a certain eved is a kosher, that he is not a reiki peiches. So then in the Chaname, the Torah will agree, the Shach says, that he's kosher. But he says here, Avodim Mishuchorim, because he discusses the fitness of people to Shech Lechatchile without Achim Rei Neison. So Eved Sheini Mishuche has stam Eved. So he's not kosher, cannot be trusted. Hakel Sheikh Melechatchila Noshim Vavod Mishuchor. V'chol Odo, Afilo Imakir Meisik, Shemur Zekulishchit. He's a stumbling person. We can let him share, even though we didn't test him to know whether he knows Hashchite, and we did not test him to determine that he is experienced. So we don't have to be chayshis. In other words, why? Because there are many who can test the Gemara in Chum as to the Loshna Mishne that contains an apparent inconsistency, contradiction. Hakol Sheikh Tim Chatchila and Shudosim Sheikh only the Eved. So, there are Kamu who can test. Rabbi Barule, Abaye, Rove, Ravashe, Treyukimte, the Rabbine. So one, the first Kimte of the Rabbine is Hakel Shechtim Chatchila Hakel Mumchin Shechtim. In other words, if we know that he's a Bokim Lachashrite. And Mushchitosom Sheiro, even if we did not verify that he is a mumche. That's the first kimte of Rabbine. The second kimte of Rabbine is Hakel Sheikhtin, Hakel Mozokim Sheikhtin. Mozokim Sheikhtin. But the Eved, so it's kosher, even if we did not verify that he is experienced. So according to these Akimtes, according to the first Akimte of Rabbine, we cannot let him shecht lechatchile, unless we first ascertain that he is a boki in Rashvide. According to the second Akimte of Rabbine, we cannot let the sheikh shecht lechatchile, unless we first determine and make sure that he's experienced. But, so the Gemara says, kule, ki rabine lishnikame lo yamre. Why? Because rov mitzuyin itil shriten mumchinei, and ki lishnibasra lo yamre liiluf veloi chashino. So that means that all those amroi who do not apply the Mishneh, who do not explain the Mishneh in accordance with the first Akimta of Rabine, and in accordance with the second Kimte of Rabine, they hold that Reb Mitzvah is the Shchita Mumchimeim, so even Lechatchil Mikin Shech, without verifying that he is a Bokim HaShchita, and they do not apply the Mishnah in accordance with the second Kimte of Rabine, because Leilu Veloi Hashino. So that's why we don't pass like the first lashon of Rabine, we don't pass like the second lashon of Rabine. So he says, V'chol Odom, afilei makirin eisei, shem muzik lishchit shol yisalev, v'gam yedi beishu mumchev yedi el cheshchite. So according to Rabine's second lashon, according to Rabine's first lashon, so we cannot let him shech, unless we give an examination first, a test first, and we verify that he is a Bokim Lachashchite. But we don't pass like the first Lashon of Rabine. We don't pass like the second Lashon of Rabine. We look for Loi Chashinon. So we can let anybody shecht, anyone who wants to shecht, we can let him shecht. Sheriv Ogil Mishchite Hei Becheskas Mumchi Umozot. Now, but when we learn Chum, so we mentioned that there are three Shittes of Rishayim. There is the Shitte of Rashi. There is the Shitte of Rashi in Thesis and the Balamoya. And they say that according to the Gemara of According to what the Gemara says, Kule kirabina le'amre, Reib mitzuyin itzel shchite. Reib mitzuyin itzel shchite mumchinein. So it means we don't have to be cheshish, we don't have to test the sheikh at all together, even though he is b'foneinu, and we have an opportunity to give him a thorough test. So we don't have to do it. We don't have to do it. We take it for granted that he is a mumche. And that's the shita of the Baramoyer, and it's mashma, Rashi, and the Baramoyer says it in Feresh, but it's mashma from the Lashon of Rashi and Tesves that he also agrees with Baramoyer. That's one shita. Then the Rosh mentions in the name of the Gemara that even though Reib Mitzuyin is l'shchit and mumchimein, and that's the reason as to why the other Amroim don't explain it like the first Lashon of Rabbine. So that means, because according to the first Lashon of Rabbine, we are not allowed to let a Sheikh chair unless we test him first. And we cannot say, what's the hurry? He's not likely to run away. So we'll test him after the Shchite. In the meantime, let's let him share it. And let's not waste time. So, according to the first question of Rabbine, we can let him share, and we do not have to, and we do not. So in other words, according to the first question of Rabbine, so we can let him share. We can let him share, and we cannot let him share lechatchile. According to the first question of Rabbine, hakum mumchin shachti. In other words, only if we test him first. But if we don't test him, we are not allowed to let him share. And we cannot say we can test him after the shchita. So kuleki rabbin eloyamre reim mitzuyin itzel shchite mumchimein. So midraisa there is no chashe, but true indeed with rabbonon we have to be mivareh, because every rov, if it's efshar mivareh, we have to be mivarehim. But since it's only with rabbonon that we have to test him, so we don't have to worry so much, lest he'll run away. And we can let him share without testing him first. That's why the other Amroim reject Rabbine's explanation of the Mishneh. Hakol mumchim shechtim. Hakol mumchim shechtim. But, so the Mele, we can let him share with the intention of testing him after Shrite. We tell him to get a Shrite, but according to Rabbin himself, we are not allowed to rely on the test that we intend to give him after Shrite. And the Amroim who reject Rabbin's explanation, they hold that since it's only with Rabbonon, but with Raisa we rely on Rav, but with Rabbonon, since it's actually Varia, we don't rely on Rav, so we we can let him share, but we have to intend to examine him after Shrite. And suppose he disappears after Shrite, so okay, so it's alright. Alright, so this is the Shittas Hagena. This is the Shittas Hagena. This is the second Shittah. Now, the third Shittah is the Shittah of the Ozoa. And it seems the Balito Shittah is also that way. Is also that way. In other words, that according to the Amroim, who are chilek on the lishne kame of Rabbine, so then If it is, you see, because the Rishli Kamov Rabbide says, Hakel Sheikhtin Lechatrile. Hakel Sheikhtin, Hakel Mumchim Sheikhtin. Ushrito, Hakel Mumchim Sheikhtin. Ushrito Som Sheiro, that if somebody was Sheikh in the Ebed and we didn't test him, so then we have to test him after Shrite. So the other Amroim do not explain the Gemara that way, because they hold that the Eved, if somebody was Sheikhet without being tested, we don't have to test him. We don't have to test him. But Lechatchila they agree that we shouldn't let him Sheikhet unless we test him first. So that's the third thing. So he says, "Bamei dvorim amurim sheini b'vonei, os mutalech u'mishchitosi, v'simcha chazoki, avurim u'vonei, tzorech u'beit keim u'mumche, u'shei alei." So that's the shita zageini. The shita zageini. So lechatchila, so we have to test him, but we don't have to test him, we don't have to wash to test him before his shchita. We can postpone it till after the shchita, till after the shchita. And if after the shchita he disappears, alright, so it's alright, but if he didn't disappear, we have to test him. So the two paskins like that shita. Now, then, in the shita sageni, there is a machlekes rishenim. So some rishenim say that according to the shita sageni, that lechatchila we have to test him, except that we can postpone the testing till after the shita. So why? Because we don't rely on Rov. If it's Efshalivare, Lechatchila, we don't rely on Rov if it's Efshalivare. So that applies to Einu Murzokim as well. In other words, if we didn't make sure that he's experienced, so Lechatchila we have to test him and see whether he's experienced or not.
Whether he's experienced or not.
The Rov says no. That in regard to experience, so we don't even have to test him lechatchila. Why? Because in respect to mumchim, the Loshon HaGemara is reiv mitzuyin itzel shchita mumchimim. It doesn't say that kolam tzuyin itzel shchita mumchimim, but roiv mitzuyin itzel shchita mumchimim. So memele, since it's only a nian of rov, so if efshal ivare, we have to be ivare. Here the Gemara says kule kelishne baske de rabine leamre leirufe leichashim. So it doesn't say rov hamitzuyin itzel shchita inu nisalvi. Gemara doesn't say leirufe leichashim. So that's more than rov. It's a presumption that is more than rov. This is something that is not motzo. You see, vis-a-vis mumchim, so only rov amtsuyin itzel shchita mumchimim. But there is a mute hamotzo that is mitzuyin itzel shchita that are not mumchim. There are certain shochtim who have the audacity to undertake to share, even though they are not b'kiyim b'ilchas shchita. But the raisa will rely on rov, even though there is a mute hamotzo. But lechatchila, if after the bar, you have to be bar. But here the Loshon HaGemara is kule kelishne basel de rabine leamre leirufe lechashino. So there are some rishenim who say that here we are not mechuyev even with rabbonon to be mevare,
because that's
That's unusual. That a sheikhet who is not experienced should undertake to sheikh is unusual. It's not even a new tamot. So, memele, there is no chiv to be mevarya. And this is how he passes. He says, Avo, Avo,
this is how the Ramot passes.
Avo, the two says, Avo imulfaneinu, tzorich libeitkei mumche ulsheyale imisal. But, so in other words,
so we have to be chayshis,
but we have to ask him. But there is a shite that we don't even have to ask him, because leilufa lechashem. But the two shite is, no, lechatchile we have to bring varir in regard to that too. Because of this mag b'shem rabatam, she'in tzorich she'yida kol adinim, elu yimeimer al domo zeo yisim istapik, v'she'il tchir yishapir yideya, at she'yim al osa muta. So now what does that mean? He has to know lechashem.
So that mean that he has to be mamashi godly in Ilchashrite? I mean that every shayla in Ilchashrite he should know?
Doesn't mean that. Then you won't be able to have
shocht.
So it means that he has to know the basic things, in other words. But suppose he knows the basic things, but certain shaylas when we ask him, so he knows enough to realize that it involves a child. So then he's considered as a mumche. Unless he knows the basic things, but the details he doesn't know at all. Not to such an extent that when he is asked, he doesn't even realize that there is a child in it. So then he's considered not a mumche. Because of this magmashim rametam, shintzor shiir kladim. Elohim meimer al doma zeo yisem istapik v'sheil, k'rinu b'shapu yedeya, at sheyimer al osa muta. Umiu lechatchile yecheilin mitinlei, lishchit al smach sheyivdikenu. V'lichayshino, shemo yeichlu mishchito seibu lo yishivdikenu yishilenu. So in other words, lechatchile that means stami Jew who is undertaking to shech. So since kule ki rabine lishne kamele amre revitzir shchide mumchim heim, so according to Shiris Agenim it means that we don't have to be cheshesh, maybe he'll disappear. As long as we who let him shecht intend to test him after the shchite, and it's not negeir the reise anyway, because even if he will disappear, so it mit der Reise it will be all right. So mele we can do it. Umile hat khil yechil mit lo ish khil atzva shim tkenu, khashim shim yechum shim tosi, lo ish yechil yitem vi ishlan. Avu mi shiyidim bei, shi yidei yo cheshchite, afil shochat lefoneinu, dalet hei promi, shchita haguno, uruyo, vi shochat hakei bin rats mish tosi psu. אפילו שואלי, עושיסו כך וכך, ומתחשבו שמירה ששוחד קרוב, אין לי שמחו. ואפילו, אומר בור לי ששוחדתי יופי. So in other words, but if somebody
was tested,
and we saw he doesn't know לך שחיתה, even though we also observed him, as he does it, and 5 times, even 10 times, even 100 times, it doesn't make any difference. And we saw that all the 100 times he shecht properly, but we know that he is ignorant in Ilcha Shchite. So then, if he shecht once without Achilum Reineison, so that Shchite is psul. And we cannot say, since the 100 times that we observed him shecht, he shecht properly. So this time, even though he's not in Bok Ilcha Shchite, he also shecht properly, we cannot say that. Because if he doesn't know Ilcha Shchite, so it's possible. The fact that 100 times he was shechted properly doesn't mean that every time he shechted properly. Furthermore, suppose we asked him, did you make any pause between the beginning of the Shechita and the other Shechita, and he says, no, did you cover up the sake with, let's say, with the skin of the Beis HaTzavah? In other words, to determine whether there was food or not. And he says, no. So it's still possible. And we ask him in respect to each one of the five things that passed Shechita, and he answers that he did it properly.
So it's still not good. Why?
Not because we achished him. Maybe he's a liar. He deliberately lies. That we cannot be achished. After all, it doesn't be soon. But since he doesn't know Shechita, so Mimele, he is not in a position to determine, to remember exactly how he did it. If he knows the Shechita, so he knows
that Chlud apostles, Drus apostles, Shi apostles.
So then, when we ask him, was there a Shi? So, he's not going to lie unless he'll intentionally lie.
So it doesn't be so. But if he doesn't know the Shechita,
so when we ask him, did you make him pause? So to his mind, to his ignorant mind, I mean, we are talking nonsense. We are of our minds. Why do we ask him such a thing when he made it pause or not? Whose business is it?
And suppose he did make a pause,
suppose he did make a telephone call,
since he doesn't know of the psul of Shia,
so it doesn't make any sense to him. So mainly it doesn't mean that he wants to be Mishakir. So first of all, even if he tells the truth, so he might not remember. He might even forget. Maybe he made a pause and he doesn't remember.
So Milse,
so Mele, he cannot be trusted with what he says, that he did it this way, he did it that way. Maybe he didn't do it that way. Why does he say he did it that way? Because he doesn't remember. So this is what he says.
So that's the
sheet
of the
Bali.
That's the third sheet. In other words, we have three sheets of Shechita. The sheet of the Balamoy Rashi Tesis, that according to the Amroim
who reject the first lashon of Rabbine. So it's muta to shecht
lechatchila without testing him before the Shechita, or without testing him after the Shechita.
Then there is the Shechita againim, that according to the Amroim who reject the Lishnekame of Rabbine, so we still have to test it. Because even though we go Basarov, but Efshal Ivarya, we walk in Shefshal Ivarya, we have to be Mivarya.
But we don't have to test it Dafki before the Shechita.
We can postpone it till after the Shechita. And then there is the Shite of the Zerua, the Baloito, that according to the Amroim who reject Rabbines Lishnekame, so then the Eved, if he was Shechet already, even though he is Lifaneinu, we don't have to bother and get him and examine him. But lechatchile, we shouldn't let him shech unless we test him first, and we have to test him lechatchile before the shech. Now, so he says, ubalo yitokosa iyadinam beidigoma afilu lo yischazi muta lishrig lechatchile afilu lo yischazi. Why? Because that's the shite. That's the Balaita also agrees with that shite, that in regard to experience, since the Losh Nagmori is in Liluf Eloi Hashinon, so that means that even Lechatchile we don't have to be Mivari. So, Yiloyadina Beidigomar Afil Lois Chazik. Lois Chazik means that we didn't determine. It doesn't mean that that we know that he never shechts. He has no experience. We didn't determine. Muda lishrid lechatchile. V'iloi yadino bei igomar iloi lechatchile lo yishrid. In other words, so, and we are not allowed to postpone the testing to after shrit. That's the difference between balito shrit and the shrit again in the Rosh mentions. Vim shochat shritosik sheiro. Vim tzorach lebeit kei. Vafilu lefoneinu. In other words, even though we can call him up and you can tell him, listen, come here, we'll give you a test, we don't have to do it. Now, even if he's right here in the room, we won't see what sheichet, we don't have to bother and test him. But lechatchila, we shouldn't let him shech unless we test him first, and we are not supposed to postpone it till after the shrit. V'im shochat shritos ekshiro v'nitzoruch lebeit ki v'afilu fanit. V'arambam chilek b'num cheu murzek l'inyan l'sheyale shekosa ha'yidei ha'ilche shchite ha'arizel yishchit b'in levin ha'atzmei b'tchilo ad sheyishchit b'fnei chochom ponim rabis ad sheyirogil v'zoriz. V'im shochat b'in levin ha'atzmei shchitos ekshiro ולכוסף שצורך לשיילי אם הוא מורזק ובמי שאין יודע אם ילחסי לשחיתה כוסף שימשוך הבן לעצמי שייל אלי סי אם ידע ילחסי שחיתה שחיתו סי כשאירו. So he says that in respect to ideas, so if he was sheichet, and with, so then we have to, we have to as test it. So, but in respect to experience, so the halacha is that the sheichet himself is not allowed to undertake to shech unless he first established experience and he was sheiched a number of times by way of trial. But if he knows that he did not do it yet, he did not establish experience, he is not allowed to shech. But v'im shochat, but suppose he did check for us, so then we don't even have to ask him, did you establish experience? Why? Because we presume that the sheikhet wouldn't dare undertake to shecht unless he knew that he established experience. והדיבי אובי אורוז על יכולת אלוהים ולפנינו בית כנעשה וישאל אם נעשה אם ניסה לב ואם איני לפנינו סמכין על החזוקה בשניה. Say, so in other words, so the Rosh, that's the Shittas Hagenim. And the Rosh Shite is, but there are some Rishenim who accept the Shittas Hagenim in respect to Mumchim.
But so that we have to test him. But in respect to experience, not. But the Rosh himself says, Elohim ulifoneinu beit kineisei, v'sheyel imeisei, im nisalif, v'meinu ulifoneinu, so same chila chazoke b'shneyem,
so even though we didn't test him,
so it's all right, yes, what is it? I'll discuss the Shittas Rambam when we go over in the Mechaber. I'll discuss the Shittas Rambam. I don't want, the Rambam's Loshon is very, very complicated. So, but I'll discuss the Shittas Rambam. Alright.
V'chein yisvon azavon v'es, v'chein v'sharev mitzvim yisal shchit ha-mumchim hei, ha-meitzi behem v'shchut ha-koro b'imokim sharev yisroel mitzvim k'sheiro, v'afilu nibno v'omnenu. ומוצא שחותו, אף על פי שחושד על הגניבו, אין חושד על השחית. אין חושד, אין חושד על השחית. In other words, so, now the question is, that is all right according to all the other Shittas Rishonim, not the Rambam, who hold that only Mumarich Nivele is Liti Oven, so is Beit Kisaki, he is Choshud.
So then we don't even have to be made in the Saki because he is not Choshut.
He's not Mashim. But according to the Rambam, that not only Mumerich Levilis Litiov requires big Saki,
but Mumer Lidovarech, let's say in Shatnes
or in any Yisya, in Shatnes, any Yisya. So he's choshut, and we have to be beating the saki. If we don't be beating the saki,
so he cannot eat from mishrite.
So the question is, if it's nignivo, so who was sheichet et eganem? So he's a mumer litov litov rechot.
So, and we won't be the sacking, we don't know how he was sheikhid.
So, how is it that we can eat from the shrite?
So, when we learned Chum, so we mentioned that we mentioned another kasha against the Rambam. After all, how can the Rambam say that Mumal Edovarechot?
So, we cannot eat from the shrite unless we obey the sacking. But the Gemara in Pchilas says, and the Rambam Paschus in Lechasedes, that achoshut aleisi dovo loidone veloimide,
but al dovarachir,
so he has the mones, he's not a choshut. So here, if he's a mumer in dovarachir, he's not a mumer in shrike, in vele, so he should be trusted. So the Kesef Mishnah says that even according to the Rambam, there is a distinction between Mumer Leichel Neveles or Mumer Ledovarechot. Because as far as Mumer Leichel Neveles, Lidiovim is concerned, so not only if he's a Mumer, if he's addicted constantly to eat Neveles.
Even if we know that he ate Neveles once, so we have to be made exactly and he's not trusted.
Because he's a choshut. Masha'im kein mumer
lidovarechot, only if he's addicted.
If we know that he's addicted to a certain avera, to an avera of shatnes, let's say, or to chil yomtev, or any avera.
So then he's a choshut. Masha'im kein, if we know that he was leaving shatnes once, we may see it. He was leaving Shatnes once, maybe it, or he ate, or he ate chometz once. He did a certain avera once. He's not addicted to it.
So then we applied aloche hachoshud al dovarachir. So he don't even need it. Only aleisi dovar.
So he's leidonei v'leimidei. Now here, what we know? We know that this behemoth was stolen.
So the Ganev, we know that that Ganev stole once, but it wasn't established that he was addicted to Gneve. So Mimele, we still say, Ha-Choshed Ha-Gneve, Ha-Choshed Ha-Shri. All right. Because of the Rambam,
דווקא שמוצא בבייס, אבל מוצא בשוקו עם האשקו שבבייס עשו.
In other words, because we learned that the Gemara in Chum, so there is a machleket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina bnei Rabbi Yosi Aglil. So the Gemara says that the machleket, that if it was found be ashpo shebishuk, then everybody is made it. Then everybody is made it that it's osea. Even Rabbi Chanina bnei shel Rabbi Yosi Aglil is made it that it's osea. Because why was it thrown away in the garbage in the street? Obviously because it became nevele. If it hadn't become nevele, it wouldn't be thrown away in the ashpo shebishuk. So even the Rabbi Chanina, who is the maker, against Rabbi Yehuda, who is the machmir, so would be made in the itzosa. And if it was found bibayis, not ashkosh bibayis, but bibayis, so then even Rabbi Yehuda would be made in the itzimuta. The machlekes is where it was found bi ashkosh bibayis, or as the Rishonim point out, by combining two Gemoras, the Gemara in Bogutzia and Gemara here, or the Machlokes is in regard to the case where it was found by Ba'is, or where it was found in the street, or Be'ashko should be Ba'is. In either case, in the street, not Be'ashko, or Be'ashko should be Ba'is. So then, there is a machleket between Rabbi Yehuda is a seir, and Rabbi Chanina bnei Shirot is a aglil is mat. Now, the Rambam, old Rishonim pasuk like Rabbi Chanina, not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. So here is the right. Because of the Rambam, davke shemotzo bebayis, avol motzo bishuk oy beashpo shebebayis. So in those cases, it's a machleki between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina, no shel Rabbi Yosi Aglil. So the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, asur. Vadini or Vizal, it's not only the Rosh, but all the Rishonim, Achirik and the Rambam, and they pasken like Rabbi Chanina and shel Rabbi Yosi Aglil. Vadini or Vizal, hitir, afilu ba'ashpo shebibayitz, v'lo yosar elo ba'ashpo shebishuk. So then even Rabbi Chanina is made it. So the Rambam is a yochid. All the other Rishonim passed like Rabbi Chanina. Chereshin shemei avinu medabu v'sheite ha'yeitzi yechidi belayu oy mikara ksusei ulom b'bisa kvoriz oy liyabeit ma sheneisin lei afilu b'achas meilu imei seisei derach shtus nikro sheite. So in other words, when do we say that mi'abit mashneis nilei, mi'abit mashneis nilei, so he's considered the sheite only if he does it derech shtus. But suppose, let's say he has something, he finds something in his pocket and he doesn't care for it. So let's say it's a torn wallet. So he throws it away, then he's not a shade. He told me if he does it, there are shoes. Vafil bachas mele, he may say, see, there are shoes, nikre shade. Vikotn shin yidei lame yod of lishchid. In shechet lechatchile, afilu achir in reinese. Uvidevet ksheiro. Im achir in endin al gabov. But lechatchile, we shouldn't let him share the achir in Israelis. That's the Gemara, because the Gemara, the Mishnah says, "Bikulam shishochtu achir in reineison." Shchitos of Cheo. So it's mashma only the Eved. But lechatchile, we shouldn't let him share, even though it's achir in reineis. ובישראל לכתחילה לישכם בשביל האחרים לגבוב אפילו אם רצו להשליח על יקלובים. Now, the first thing is a Gemara Mefureshes. The second name is not a Gemara Mefureshes, but it's Rav Netamshi. We learned that to hope. It's Rav Netamshi. Rav Netamshi that we cannot, we're not allowed L'chatchila to share Be'in Achir Nidin L'Agabor, even though he wants to use it for glory. Because of exil, maybe he'll forget, and then he'll eat it himself. V'cheresh amdavet es hamtamshi, v'cheresh amdavet v'nishameya. Af al pi, shemidav l'chatchile l'yishchit, mipne shenishameya ha-broche. And l'chatchile, he has to be mashmiya l'ozno of the broche. Since he's deaf, even though he can talk, but he will not be mashmiya l'ozno of his own broche, so l'chatchila he shouldn't do it.
V'im shochad afilu b'inu l'atzmi sh'tos ikshir, v'ashemeya v'nimidaber,
im umumche, if he can hear, but he cannot talk, so he can hear the broche of somebody else, and he'll be through Shemeya Keine, so it will be considered as if he himself made a broche. So the two paskins, Vashemeya v'nimidaber, imu mumche, sheichet afilu l'chatchil.
Imachem. But that's not so she don't approach it.
But
this is the sheet of the Rosh,
and the sheet of the two. V'kot mumche,
v'yedea
l'amin es yodo, v'yishchet v'yishchet l'chatchil l'bein l'atzmein. V'im shochat shchitos ikshiro, v'im god l'imit al gabov, sheikhit afil l'chatchit. V'ishikea sheikia v'shikhuzi shalait, dinei kishait. Now what does it mean, shikhuzi shalait? Shikhuzi shalait means that he is so shikea that he has no contact with reality, doesn't even know what he does. That's the definition of shikhuzi.
So in other words, so that means he gial shikhusi shalait. So he has a din of shait. V'im lohi gial shikhusi shalait, sheichet afilu l'chatchila.
If he has full contact with reality, he knows exactly what he does, even though he shikia, so then he can sheikh afilu l'chatchila. V'isum elu yishchet l'chatchila, elu im kin achir emid al gabo. So if Acherim L'Gabov, so then he can shach L'Chatchila. But the Eved, even without an Acherim L'Gabov, the Shechite of Isume is good. V'yorem L'Yishchit L'Chatchila mipnei she'en yochel L'Vorich.
Alright,
now. Mi makshir mishchit. Hakel Shechitim L'Chatchila afu noshim. Now we discussed that the moke of that is the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. So that noshim shouldn't shecht. We discussed it when we learned from. Ve'avodim v'cholodim. Now, where is the two said avodim v'shechorim? So the Mechaber doesn't say avodim v'shechorim. He says avodim.
Avodim.
Now, and the Mechaber is Lishitose, because the Mechaber is the same one as the Bis Yosef. So Bis Yosef raised the question against the two, Mishuchor and Pshite, and then even any Mishuchor is kosher Mishretim Mechatchile. So we have to say in the two what the Shach says. In other words, the two means that Lechatchil Stam Eved any Mishuchor sins the Arikim appears in the stomach. Me'astam, the Arikim appears him, so they cannot be trusted. But if he's not a Arikim Peiches, so then he certainly can Shech Lechatchile. So this is how the Shach explains the Mechaber. Even though the Mechaber, Bis Yosef, raised the question against the two. So if the Mechaber, so it would seem that the Mechaber Shite is that every Eved is a Kenshech Lechatchile, so the Shach says no. It's only that the Mechaber will agree that if he's an Eved who is a Reikel Peches, so he certainly cannot Shech Lechatchile. But why didn't he say that explanation in the Tour? Because he assumed that when the Tour says Avodim Mishachorim, he meant Davke Eved Mishuchar but Eved Chein Mishuchar not, even though we know that he's an Eved Kosher, not a Reike Peches. That's the reason as to why. Yes, but in Chaname the Mechaber will agree that if it is not determined that he is a kosher, and since Stam Eved is Reiki Peches, so Memele, we cannot let him Shach Lechatchile. V'chol odom afim emakir leis ishemur the kli shchit shul yisal. V'gam en yedim shu mumche v'yedil cheshchite. Muta litra lechatchile lishchit. Umuta lechom shchitosi. Shevei v'oikil em lishchit in cheskas mumchim umurzoki. V'amedru amurim b'sheini lufoneinu. Oz, muta lechom shchitosi v'sim chazoki. Avu lufoneinu. Tzorich livotki. Imuot mumche. It's like the Shittes Hagedim. Avolein tzorich lisho alei im nisali. We don't have to ask him im nisali. Because in regard to Ilufe, since the Gemara says Ilufe lo yichashinon, so even lechatchile b'mokim she'efshalim v'arei we're not mechuyev to v'arei. So anyway, so the Mechaber paskins like the two and like the Shittes Hagedim. But then the Rambam says, V'yeshem rim shem lismech al chazoke, elo b'deved, avol chatchile yom lismech al chazoke b'mokim lichim l'vore. So even with the intention of giving him a test, after the Shchite, we shouldn't let him shecht, but we have to test him before the Shchite. V'chol ze mayre b'achirim shem pkim, v'yedim im ze ashech im bokir lach, אבל השיח את עצמי הוא ישחית אף על פי שידע ילכה שחיתה אף על פי שידע ילכה שחיתה הוא מומחה עד ששוחד גימו פעם בפני חוכם הוא מומחה ילכה שחיתה שידע שהוא רוגל ויזורי של ניסאו ולוחים להגיד שאודום שיחית אלו אם כנות לקבולה לפני חוכם. So this is the minhag. In other words, that no one should be allowed to shecht until he has kabbalah. So in other words, if he doesn't have kabbalah, we shouldn't let him shecht, and we cannot rely on the test that we give him right now, because that was a takones kadmeni, that we shouldn't let anybody shecht until he gets kabbalah from a talmud chochem. V'nachochem neisle kabbalah ad sheyeyeda bei shul yedei el cheshchite u boki biyat.
So in other words, before a Chochem gives him Kabbalah, he should make two determinations. Number one, that he is a Boki in the theoretical aspect of Ulchashchite. He knows Ulchashchite. But he cannot give him Kabbalah unless he makes a determination that he is a Boki in the practical aspect of Shchite. So in other words, since there is a takone that every sheikhet should have Kabbalah, so then it's not necessary for anyone to test him, because the Kabbalah itself, that's the guarantee that he is a bokin l'cheshchit. ומתקין ניסון ובתחיל לנסון, וכל המצוי נתושחית עקבונות לו קבולה לפני החוכן, ובקצוס מקיים לסני הגין להחמירי, להמקבי נטיל כסב, מן הוכו מראי, שלא שם לי קבול, in other words, that's test to be weak, וכל שיפה יתעבוד. So then it's not necessary for anyone to test him, because the Kabbalah itself, that's the guarantee that he's a walking Kashrut. מתקין בעצם ומתחיל לנסות, וכל המצויים את השחית עקרונות הוא כבול על יפי הכוח, ובקצוץ מכן בשני הרים ורחת מרים, דענקה בעיר, מיתו קסר, מנוחו חום ורעי, שנוצר מתעבור, נבוא את הכנסת בבין, וכל שכן תעבור, כשנוצר כבול, ירא שיעזר לתמוק כאילו חשחית, שנשגו בין So it's clear to constantly rehearse in Chazal, because if you don't rehearse, if you don't Chazal, you forget. Uchmei she'adim b'yukhes shchite u'nishepo mishche kach ועדים ביוחס ביקס הורייה ובמי שבונים ובינו הקומונו במשום ובכל זה ובאסת ואין שבס לאחת ילדים לשחר הפרקים והשוחתים ובין שיבקים ומוכים וקשקים כי גודל היסו המחשב בשחית עשו ביקס המסור במחור ולמבות כל זה שייכל ובאים בין ומוצא שאין ידיעה We're shaking many times. Then he was tested and turned out and doesn't know Cheshchite. So the Shaila is, of course, we cannot let him share in Kanu Hava. But the Shaila is, what about all of the heinous, if it wasn't enough yet, that he was shaking in the past, and what about the Kelim? The Kelim in the town. Still today, see the kingdom in which the Boso, the Tiva Sheikhai, so was used. Can we use the kingdom or can we use the kingdom? So the Ramon passed this as follows. He told the parents, if you have a Tamachas Kapore, in a Tifim of the Yamashi Shoch, we have a Hashtag. They are being harsh to the Israel. The Abude discusses this case. Now the Jewish Sarajvo says
that if his sheikhet was tested, and it was found out that he doesn't know the Shkutei, so then we are not revolting everything. We're not praying. That's what the Rashi says. The Azmutei says that it all depends. But he applies the Rashi to the case where the Sheikh, this Sheikh was never tested before. He doesn't have Kabbalah. So he was never tested before. So we don't know whether he knew the Sheikh at any time. We tested him now, and he doesn't know the Sheikh. And now he has been shechting for 5 years. But it was not established that he at any time knew the Sheikh. He doesn't have Kabbalah. And we don't have any evidence that any time Kohen at any time interested him and determined that he knows the Shri. So since now he certainly doesn't know the Shri, and it was not established that at any time he knew the Shri, so then we assume that he never knew the Shri. So remember, we are not with everything we must pay out. We came into the Rashi. The Rashi is reference to such a machine case where the Sheikh had Kabbalah. Or if we even believe the Kabbalah, but we know that a certain time before had tested him, let's say, it was a year ago, and at that time he knew. But right now he doesn't know. So then Abdul says, in such a case, we are not matching the Machreya. So in other words, we reconcile that there are more pastors like the Rashba's being and Abdul's being. He doesn't think that there is any spirit. And Abdul himself thinks that his psalm is not sincere, the Rashba's psalm. But the Rashba is reference to a case who had never had Kabbalah. He never was tested. At least we don't know that he was tested in the view. David is what is the case where he knew at one time. Now he doesn't know. So this is what he said. He knows the Pana has Kabbalah, but he must be much shorter. The Amun has to do this. How do we know the Kabbalah may you all? How much is shorter? When you say, Kabbalah, he will be finished to them. Much is shorter. Now, the Taz is chilek on the Pesach of Ramon. It means it's chilek on the Agudah. And he says that the Ashbos Pesach applies not only to a case where he never had Kabbalah, but even to a case where he had Kabbalah, even to a case where we knew that a year ago, where it was established a year ago, the Nibbuk has treated perfectly well. But if now he doesn't know the past, we have to be matched in our prayer still. Now, why? About what is it involved? The Machlek is between the Amor, which is the Sheikh of Yahud, and the past. So it revolves around the things there, in the whole. Now, they were hold up tools, so we had a machoy case between Rabun and Baptiste. If Marashek and Misakim would say, Gugo, Oma Rabun and Atom Shiva and Atom is for a day to so, Hashiva and Shemo Beya with him. The Baptiste of Achei, Shemo Beya with him. Now, so, according to Rabun, even if Shiva and Atom is for a day, so it's so. According to Rafa himself, even influencing the parts of it. So it's true. Why? Because we are aware that there is enough prejudice that it was lived down as the Sakim collided with the backbone, the neck, the bone in the neck. So before So it was Riga after the goal of the leg, after the Kodesimon. So the power of the sacking Kodesimon, it was progressive. So according to Rabbuni, the Yeshiva were Chomeis. So we cannot say that we are Chomeis. And according to Rabbuni, then the other end, the other extreme, that even if we didn't tell the Chomeis, we are still failing in the Yetzirah Kodesh. How do we pass? We pass like Rabbuni in case we are in Yeshiva were Chomeis. So then we are failing that Chomeis. Because that's very likely to produce a God. But if he didn't tell what's on his, if the Saki didn't tell what's on his, then we don't ask what happens. Alright. Now, Genesis. So then the Lord says, if Hashem is sacrificing for more, or I would have to show what's on his way, so Hashem should bear it. רפחיד לא מוצאי משה מובטן בישהו רבו לי נשמעיצה אלו רפחיד זה מייטאים אומרו את זה מפעד את זה אין לי סופיק אין סופיק לא יקד אז סופיק הוא מבטאי ואין סופיק מייצה כדי מבטאי מוצא בואו נסיר לרבו טוב בואו נפור לא בכם זה זה לא פשוט זה זה כבר יקומי ולא תוכלי תבומי עד שאני בבואו ראשוני לא בא יקד בכם בואו לכם מה נתור לסופיק אמר לי סופיק לא יעבור בקורס הסופיק הוא הסביר מעדר זה כמו איזה שלוש סופיק לא יקד מה פתאום לא חסקוסי אני לא איתו אמר אוכל מה אמרו לי לא חסקוסי ולמוד בשחיתו הרשתות לא יקודי לחוב אוכל מה אמרו לי טוב לא יקודי לחוב I don't know, so why do we say after Christian Sassan is a Miko and then Google will also be different? So we see all the Bible say, for a man we see all the Bible say, so the Lord says, Sakin is Rasen. Bailey the ways, that's the reason why our priest says that in spite of the death, that there is a race in the Saki, it's falling from Edo, but there is no race in the Behemoth, so remember we can still be tailored, we can still be tailored in the Atomes, or Rafael, but not only the Atomes, we can be tailored in the Atomes. So the Bible says that Saki is the Behemoth of Israel, so this is the Sikash, tell me that we should be all here, and we should be all here, זו חוסר, ובדשנית במקום הראש שלנו באתר של ההשפעות האחור, הוא מפריע כמו נתנאים, משנה חוסר בנך, והמיטות מאוד חסקוסי, והמורים המקרים ישראל עובד בו עם ישראל, ואוכל נעבל, מהמורים על חסקוסו ונעבל משחקה, והוא נעשה כמיטות מאוד בנך, איזה סרס, סוד, איזה סרס הגשו, ואוכל נעבל במור, סרס אינים, that even if it is not in government, let's say suppose we measure the between this and we found out that we care a 60 soul and then the next time and between this and the Shrei so when people and when the Kevin won it. Now in Tishrei we measure the mitzvah again and we found out that the mitzvah is only false. I mean, there's 30, less than one. There's 30. So it is mitzvah 60, so. But now we measure the mitzvah and we see that there's 30. Now, so of course it cannot be used. The question is all those people who are mitzvah between this and Tishrei. Or they came to me or need for me in between this and this that are going to be treated as Torah or Allah. So the Rabbim said that we wish to be the means of ourselves, that we should ask our Rabbim, bring me to Shayochim, that Allah in his tongue, so to be Shayochim, so to be Shayochim, bring me to Shayochim, that Allah in his tongue, so to be Shayochim, 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 so to be Shay Rav Shimon says, because according to Rav Shimon, it's a soft. So the way where Bishus Ayyohi mitzvot, and Bishus Ayyohi mitzvot, but according to Rabbanon, so even Bishus Ayyohi mitzvot. So, in other words, nothing considered a soft. Sophic chosen. It's considered as vadai chosen. Because everything considered as a sophic, so the religious rabbi, so it would be slaking is gold. So that was a common company, it's considered as vadai. Why do you want to say it? Because out of this. Because here we have two chazokins that assist in each other. On one hand, from the point of view of the Cheskas Tomei of the God, many people want more of them. So that kind of a religion of the status quo that they have, those people. Many came more of them. So what kind of status quo that they have? How can we call what kind of two men? Then they don't need for community to be mafia the way. But the original status quo of all the gathers, Monitmo, all the king, Monitmo, was of king of the world. So that's one Hazok. So we should say from the point of view of their status quo, of the Hazok government, of the name, that since they were original domain, the question is, was it to the forecast as a result of the emerging in the trade or not? So we should say, we should be minded on Chazok. But then, from the point of view of the Chazkashon of the Mitzvah, so we should say that since in the measure that we found that 60 saw, that 60 saw continue. Now it's very slow, so Hashudah. Now, so we have a spinner between two Chazok. So, we say that way. So, as the Gemis, the Chazok, the Cheska Shoyma of the Mitzvah, we have two Gemis. One Gemis is the Cheska Stome of the Gave, of the Kele, and then the other Gemis is the Chaseon Gore. So, it's that way. So we don't get a plurality on the Cheska Shoyma of the Mitzvah. Because the Cheska Shoyma of the Mitzvah has a Gemis. Two Gemis, the Cheska Stome of the Gave, of the Kele, and the Chaseon Gore of the Mitzvah. That way. So the question is, so it's considered as Vada. So it's considered as Vada. So the question is, here we also have Tato Reise. Because true that the Saki before we started to share, the Sheikh had respected the Saki. So we have, so from the point of view of the book of the Saki, we should say, that since the Saki was originally without Guinness, so at the time it got disappointed, it was also done. Now it has Guinness, so after the Shrite, it became poor. Alright, but against this Chaskashu, we should not be sacking with two witnesses. First of all, so we have the pain, the Chayero, the Chaskashisa, we have this. Out should be shocked. So until he determined that there was a proper shrite, so they has the system of the law, and the sacrifice is for him forever. So just as in the case of Mitzvah, we do not rely on the Chazoke, on the Cheskashoyma of the Mitzvah, because the Cheskashoyma of the Mitzvah is a promise. But two days says, the days say, of the Cheskastomi of the Gavra of the Kele, and the Reise of the Chosen Korengo of the Mitzvah itself, here too, the Cheskastomi of the Saki. So, is opposed Two witnesses, the witness of the Rimo of Chayil of the Chesed. He dead 60 saw, so that status quo of 60 saw continued. But now it is 30 saw. So what should we say? Only this morning, he became hostile. Because that doesn't happen. There is no such transition from 60 saw to 30 saw in 1 second at 6 o'clock this morning. It couldn't happen. Because in Mikveh, naturally, keeps on leaking water. All the time, all the quarries keep on leaking water. So, it's a gradual process. So the transition from 60 saw to 30 saw did not take place in one moment. It has taken place over the course of time. So, really, we cannot say. So if it had been possible, when can we apply the Chazokeh? If it's possible to say, the original status quo continued. Until when? But now it changed? Until now, it just changed today. But we cannot say that it just changed today, because it's a gradual thing. So melee, we cannot rely on that Chazokeh. Mashiach came. The B'gimel Nisaki takes place in the course of a split second. It's not a gradual process. So anyway, we rely on the Cheskas Boduk of the Sakim. We know before the Shrite, it was a perfect Sakim without any notches. Now it has notches. So we should say that state of perfect Sakim without notches continue. Until when? Until after the Shrite. So on the melee, that's the first target. The second target is, the Ohr HaTaimim Shumdetzim Vader Peyim. The Shumdetzim Vader Peyim. V'riteine Hosom Namim Vaday Tovar, Kidoma Ohrheim Abitom Rolui Dome, Dimashim Isasik Veise Amina Hakar, איזה ועדי טובה, אל תמיסתומן מייסי מין שניסעסי פה. אבל אוסו מה שייך לאים הוועדי טובה, הרי במקווה חוסר טובה, ואין זה תפילה. So in other words, the reason as to why, here, Rav Chisde is mati here, even though he didn't handle atzomeis, because there is something to which to attribute the God. That's a mafrekes. Mashenke, by mikveh, if we find the chitze on the roof of the person who was staying there, so you cannot say, you have no circumstance to which it is reasonable attributable. Here, Gabi Sakin, there is a circumstance to which it is reasonable, extremely. Mashein came by mikveh, so there is no circumstance to which it is reasonably attributable, or a circumstance of feta to which it is reasonable. V'eiti shleima, efer taret, v'mau yisyalet v'yisi b'sakim, mau yisyalet v'yisi b'beinam. Aval kol chochorek oma, sakim yisroya p'yush v'yisvike tuvi, sheme b'etzem nivgimo, v'afilu b'yir nivgimo, sheme oi nishchata simoni k'neged abgimei, v'yahabik yisof tzvetzvot. So the third taret, in thesis, is no. Over the here Rav Chisda is matir, he didn't tell what's on this, because there is a svekzveke. First of all, there is a possibility that the sakin was nifkam by its collision with the etzem afrekes after the shchit of the simonim, assuming that it was nifkam in the area before the shchit of the simonim. So it's possible that the simonim did not collide with the notch, because the sakin is quite big, so it doesn't mean that when he was sheichet the behemoth, that every spot in the sakin came in contact with the simonim, because just at one point, just here there is a notch, there is a dam, but this part of the sakin did not necessarily have to come in contact with the simonim. Maybe the other, the perfect edge of the sakin is so came in contact. So it's another subject. So there's now, so the Taz is massing on the Ramor. He says, and on the end on that with. What does that really say? That if the sheikhet had Kabbalah, so then we're not practicing the Machreya. Because we say now, he had the status quo of Iboki B'Kashri. Now we know he's ignorant in B'Kashri. The question is, when did he become ignorant? Did he become ignorant only now, today? He became ignorant of B'Kashri. But at the time he was sheichet in the course of the last 5 years, so he still knew he was sheichet, but today he is ignorant, or he forgot the sheichet at the very beginning. So the melee, all the behemoths that he was sheichet in a state of ignorance. So the agudei the Ramor, they say that we are minded on the cheskas, indeed the pkiyas of the sheikhet. Since 5 years ago, he knew Yilcheshchite perfectly well, there wasn't a question that he didn't know how to answer. So all the time that he was sheikhet, he knew Yilcheshchite. Now he's an amoretz, he doesn't know Yilcheshchite. So only now he became an amoretz. This is what the Agude and the Tase. This is what Agud and the Tase. I mean, this is how Agud and Ramo say. So the Tase is no. Now let's analyze the Ramo's Pshat in light of the three Terutzim of Tesis. Of the three Terutzim of Tesis. Now, Tesis says Sikashi against Rav Chisda. Why is Rav Chisda Taylor Lehetia? Nimzapom. Why is it? So what and how is it that by mikveh we are not tilled? So the first teretz is by mikveh we cannot be tilled, and it cannot be minded on the cheska shleim of the mikveh, because it's a gradual thing. So in other words, when can we be tilled? Only when it's an instantaneous transition. The transition is instantaneous, but then we can be tilleta. But where the transition is gradual, we cannot be tilleta. So the Tase is here. One does not forget. It's not a sudden thing. The transition from tears, from knowledge to ignorance, is a gradual thing. You don't forget in one moment. You get up one morning, you forget everything. So in other words, until that morning, you look over to a good way, and then that morning, so you forget everything. It's not like, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen psychologically that way. Psychologically, the Tas says, it happens in Tazveinien Yumayimaz Veko. So, first you forget one thing, then you forget the second thing. First you forget one little detail, a very unimportant detail. Then you forget another unimportant detail, but not as unimportant as the first detail. And then you begin to forget an important detail, and then you begin to forget the basic things. It's a gradual thing, so it's like mikveh. Some may say, we cannot say, he has a cheskas tears, but now he's an amoretz, he became an amoretz today. One does not become an amoretz today. The transition from tears to amoretzes is not an instantaneous thing, it's a gradual. So, from the point of view of the first Eretz, so the psak of the Ramon is not sound. Now let's analyze it. From the point of view of the second Eretz, the second Eretz is that because over here Chizdei is Tehillah Likule, because there is a circumstance of Heter to which it is reasonably attributed. In other words, that's a miss or that's a mafrekes. So here, if we could say, let's say, so in other words, the Taz doesn't say it, but let's say, it would happen that the Sheikhet, let's say, had a sickness only lately, let's say, the last week, he had a sickness, so he sent him a coma, let's say, a month ago, and the question is, and now he doesn't know anything. So then we certainly could say, from the point of view of the second Eretz Yichum, that in the course of the Shchita, before he had that sickness, so he still knew the Cheshchite. But when did he forget everything? Only now, because there is a special circumstance to which this oblivion is reasonably attributable. But the Cheshchite has been in a state of health, in the same state of health all the time. There is no reason as to why we should say that everything that he forgot the last day. So Mele, from the point of view of the second Loshen in Teisves, so it should be Osea, so it should be Mat. Oh, the only argument that could be raised in favor of the Hamos Psaak is the third Eretz. Is the third Eretz. Because the third Eretz of Tesis says that the reason as to why Rav Chizdei, is Materet and is Tele in the Etzem Afrekes is because of Slexvig. First of all, maybe it was Nivga in the Etzem Afrekes. Assuming that it was Nivgam there with Ashrite, maybe the Pgam didn't even touch the Simonim. And the Simonim touched only the major part of the edge of the Sakim that has no Pgam, Asvexvike. So here too. So in other words, first of all, maybe he forgot the basic things of Shrite on the last day. Assuming that he forgot the basic things of Hilchas Shechita the first day after the test that was given to him 5 years ago. So maybe he still was shechet properly, because even if you don't know Hilchas Shechita, he can still shechet properly. So it is vexing. So he says, Enoch Nami, according to the third Eretz and Tisvis, the Psak of the Ramu is sound. But we have to say that the third Eretz of Tisvis is only Shayach Alib and Rav Chisda's own Shite. Because Rav Chisda's own Shite is that even if he didn't have Platz on this, so we are still Taylor Heter. And we attribute that to the Etzem Afrekes. But we don't pass like Rav Chisda in everything. We pass like Rav Chisda only in regard to the case where he handled that choice. So, but in the case where he didn't handle that choice, then we don't attribute it to the Etzem Afrekes. Why? Why? Because why is there a difference, according to our psak, between the case? Now, Ravune is matriv even if he handled that choice. Rav Chisda is machshir even if he didn't handle that choice. We pasken like Ravune in the case where he didn't have Platzomis, and like Rav Chisda in the case where he had Platzomis. What's the story of our Psak and more pastors like that? The answer is, because in the case where he had Platzomis, then there is a special circumstance to which this gun is very reasonably attributed. That's Thomas, after all, how that Thomas, he kept on, after the Shechita, he kept on banging with that sacking on how that Thomas. So that is like a circumstantial evidence. I mean, it is a circumstance that to which the gum is very reasonably attributable. Mashenkin, if he didn't handle that Thomas. So, but what did he handle? That's my fekes. So the Yobisa Shrite is just as conducive to a gun as the Etzem Afrekes. So the Mele, so in other words, but, so apparently only Rav Chisda himself relies on Svekseke. But we pass like Ravune in the case where he didn't have Latzomeis, so we don't accept this law of Svekzvi. We don't accept this law of Svekzvi. Why not? It's not a question. But it definitely follows that according to our Psak, we don't rely on this law of Svekzvi. Tzvi says it to explain Rav Chisda himself, but to explain our Psak, so then we have to accept either the first Teretz of Tzvi or the second. So Mimele is chilik on the psak of, he is chilik on the psak of the Ramon. And he passes that if his sheichet was tested and he was found out to be ignorant of Hilchas Shechita, even though a year ago he was tested and he answered all questions, so then we have to be matchiv l'mafreya. All the bosor and I mean the kelim and everything. Now the nekudas hakesef. Now all the poskim agree with the psak of Rama. Actually, the taz is a yochid. Even the gedolim, I mean, a flesh generation like Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan, so even he is not cheshish for the shite of the taz. Now the nekudas hakesef, the shach, is masik on the Taz, and he agrees with the psak of the Ramo, which is really the psak of the Hagudim. So he says that first of all, he says in regard, what does the Taz say? He analyzes the three terutzim of Tesves. He analyzes the Ramos din in light of the three terutzim of Tesis. So first of all, the first premise by the Taz is that from the point of view of the first Teretz in Tesis, so the psak of the Ramo is unsound. Why? Because according to the first Teretz HaTeisves, when can we be Mach Teilel Heter and rely on the Chazokeh? Only when the transition is an instantaneous thing, not when it's a gradual thing. So look, and here it is a gradual thing. Here it is a gradual thing. So the Mephiz HaKesef says, the Taz, the Shach in Kudet HaKesef is Matzik on the Taz, and also the Chumis Bach. Now the Taz was the son of all the Bach, but Chumis Bach, Simen Aleph, we discussed this question, and he is Chilik on the Taz. The Bach is Chilik on the Taz, and he agrees, Chumis Bach, Simen Aleph, he agrees with Ramon. Now, so this argument is mentioned by the Bach. In other words, the Taz says that from the point of view of the first Teretz and Teisves. So here it is a it's a shochach v'asoye, it's a gradual process. So he says that it all depends. The Bach says it all depends. He says, if it is, it all depends what kind of a sheikhet is. He says, if it is a sheikhet who forget, who has a good zikor, if the sheikhet has a good zikor, good memory, and if he forgets something, so then it is an instantaneous thing. I mean, when I say instantaneous, don't take it literally. Don't mean instantaneous, that is in 1 second. I mean, but in a relatively short time. So, if the sheikhet has a very poor memory, so then it's natural for such a sheikhet. Well, any person who has a very poor retentive memory, so then if he learns something, so the moment he learns, he begins to forget. So then it's a gradual thing. But if the person happens to have a wonderful memory, a very good retentive memory, so when such a person forgets, then it's an instantaneous thing. Because if he has a good memory, a good retentive memory, so there, he doesn't forget so quickly. But if he does forget, so because of certain problems he had in his life, so he was very upset, so maybe he forgets. but it's not something that takes place all the time. If he has a poor memory, so then he must keep on rehearsing every day. And if not, you forget it. Because a person who has a poor retentive memory, so the process of forgetting is a gradual thing. It begins the moment you acquire the knowledge of it. But if you have a good memory, so there the forgetting is not a gradual process, but it happens instantaneously in a relatively very short time. So this is how the Jewish Bach says that from the point of view of the first Eretz Yisrael, so here we could rely on the Hazakim. The Chol HaPoches, in case the Sheikhet was a then, would have to find out whether the Sheikhet has a very poor memory or he has a good memory. That's the argument of the Bach. Now, the Tad, the Shach and Kudus HaKes said, now, in regard to the Taz allegation, now then, he also says, the Bach, what does the Taz say, that from the point of view of the second Eretz as a whole, that when he's the tailor letter, only when there is a circumstance to which it is reasonably attributed, and that circumstance is later on, and that took place after Yosheicha in the Simonim. So the Taz says, but here, you cannot say that the latest time, the recent time, that it is more reasonably attributable to the recent time than to the remote time. Because a person keeps on forgetting. A person keeps on forgetting all the time. So it is just as likely. He is just as likely to have forgotten it in the remote time, the first day after the test was given to him a year ago, then as it is likely to forget today. So the Taz allegation is that the recent time is not, that the forgetting is not more attributable to the recent time than to the remote. So the Bach says, it is more reasonably attributable to the recent time than to the remote time. Because if a person does not want to forget, and if he wants to remember, then, but he'll still forget. Because that's forgetting, that's a natural thing. But it's more natural for a person first to forget the most unimportant details, and then to forget the more important details, and then to forget the basic things. So in other words, the forgetting of details will not affect the shrink. Because suppose you forget one minute detail what the law is. So it will not affect the Shchita, because in the average Shchita, so such problems don't arise, you see. But what arises in the average Shchita? In the average Shchita? The fundamental things. What she is, what Hossi is, what Chlodi is, what Tikal is. I mean, these are the things that are relevant in the average Shchita. These are the fundamental things. And when a person does forget, So first he forgets, in the meantime he forgets the important details. And the basic things he certainly forgot in the most recent time. So the recent time in other words, the forgetting of the basic things is more attributable to the recent time. And as far as the details are concerned, that will not affect the Shrita anyway. That will not affect the Shrita anyway, you see. In other words, suppose you forget the Aloche, what if, let's say, an Akum and the Israel together share. I mean, this is not the basic things, because so if you forgot that, it will not affect the Shrita. So the basic things, a person forgets at the end, not at the very beginning. So the Melech, the Bach says that from the point of view, so two things the Bach says. First of all, from the point of view of the first parents of the Israelites, so the Pesach of the Ramo is sound. Then from the point of view of the second parents of the Israelites, it's sound. Now the Shach argues with the Taz and the third parents, because after all, he says, the Taz says, the Ramos Pesach makes sense from the point of view of the third parents, so it makes sense. But the third parents of the Israelites is only Shayach, Alipe Rafid himself, not according to us. Not according to us. So he says, no, that if from the point of view of the third parents of the Israelites, then Shayach even according to us. True, but then the question arises, Monefshach, if the reason is why? If the reason is why? Here. So we are Machshir, all the behemoths and all the killing is because of Svexvike. First, maybe he forgot only today, at the end. Assuming that he forgot the first day after the last test was given to him, maybe he was Moshech properly anyway, without knowing the Yochashvike. So, because of Svexvike, so then the question arises, so why do we pass him that if he didn't handle Atzomeis, so then we have to matrim the behemo. But there is a Svexvike, maybe it was Nivgam, that's Mafrekes, and assuming that it was Nivgam in the area of this Ashrite, maybe the Gam didn't even collide with the Simoni. So the reason as to why we don't pass like this in the case where he didn't handle Atzomeis is because in such a case, in that case, the second Sofik is not a Sofik Ashok. In order to be a good Svek Sveike, so both Sveikes by itself must be Sofik Ashok. But if one of the Sveikes is not a Sofik Ashok, so then it's not a Svek Sveike. So in other words, most of the time, when a Sakin has it come, and you shechte it, so every spot of the Sakin comes in contact with someone. Because after all, you have to use it like this. So anyway, it's more likely, once we assume that the Sakin was Nikdam today of his Ashrite, then it's called with Vadai. Once we assume that the Sakin was Nibgam there with Ashrite, so it's called with Vadai that the Gam touched this one. There is a possibility. So because of that, Rav Chisda is mad. But we don't pass like Rav Chisda in that. Why? Because the second Sofik is so the two alternatives in the second Sofik are not equal. You see, there is no parity between the two alternatives in the second Sofik. So there is parity in the two alternatives in the first Sofik, but in the second Tzofik, there is no parity between the two alternates. So that Masha'inkin here, in this case, so even according to our Pesach, so there is parity between the two alternatives in the second Tzofik. So in many ways, we can certainly rely on sexing. Then, the Nikudat HaKesef is Masikam Letaz, and he says,